the private sector and the government must work together to make this successful. In fact, the entire state needs to work together to creatively solve these problems.
Rising inflation and economic turbulence at the national level has impacted nearly every aspect of life here in Utah. One of the most affected areas has been the Utah housing market. Many Utahns are struggling to find available housing that fits within their budget, with some finding the American dream of home ownership utterly unattainable. As such, the affordability of housing will be a key issue during the upcoming legislative session. This week, Representative Stephen White joins us to talk about how we got here, why this issue matters, and what is being done to address it. Representative White, thank you so much for taking the time today.
Oh, thank you for this opportunity to discuss housing affordability through our great state.
Why have you chosen to make housing affordability one of your priorities during the legislative session?
This has become a great interest to me for several reasons. Like many who might be listening, I have children who are approaching the age where they'll be looking to purchase their very first home. And I have neighbors and constituents who are in the same situation searching for housing. I was recently approached by Utah Speaker of the House, who asked me to co-chair the state's Commission on Housing Affordability. And as I have been meeting with people throughout the state and listening and learning about this complex and urgent problem, I have found that nearly everyone agrees that something needs to be done now to address this serious challenge.
So how exactly does this issue impact Utahns all throughout? You kind of touched on this real briefly, but you know, we've got a growing population. We're the fastest growing state in the nation. You know, a lot of our native born Utahns are struggling as they're reaching that point where they're trying to buy their first home. How exactly does this impact Utahns across the state?
Boy, this is what I'm seeing and hearing and observing throughout the state. It's impacting everyone from renters to first time home buyers to existing home buyers to retirees to those that are not able to find home or permanent supportive housing, and our homeless population. So this is affecting every population segment throughout the state.
Based off of your research, what have you found are the major causes of the housing crisis here along the Wasatch Front and throughout the state?
There's unfortunately not a simple, easy answer to explain the causes of our current housing crisis, but the data points to a couple of major key indicators. First is that home construction nosedived following the market's crash in the late 2000s. As a result, the building industry essentially remained shut down for several years in the Great Recession. The less building of homes created a deficit in available homes for sale. And now on top of this, the pandemic has increased many people's appetite or need to live in a place of their own. So there really are many major causes that have contributed to our current housing crisis. Mm-hmm.
So as you've been researching Utah's housing affordability over the last several months, I know it's not exactly the simplest of topics, but what are some of your top line conclusions about what can be done and exactly how we got to this position?
Boy, we could spend hours talking about the challenges and some of the really heartbreaking stories of what people are facing on a day-to-day basis. Realistically, looking at our situation, I'm optimistic for our future. Just a few of my observations and conclusions over the last few months of research is that first, there really are no easy solutions. Government is not the solution, but it can provide the framework. While some regulations are necessary for health and safety, like building codes and design requirements, or perhaps unnecessary requirements and red tape by all levels of government create costly hurdles for home builders, which result in higher priced homes. Also, state funding should be focused on increasing the supply of homes. From my conversations with hundreds of people throughout the state involving hundreds and hundreds of hours, I would propose that the state has two primary major problems or challenges. First, the demand for homes exceeds supply. And second, we have a problem with the quote, not in my backyard, quote, mentality. Sometimes this is referred to as the acronym of NIMBYism. I've heard the following comments, quote, yes, we need to have the missing middle housing options, but I don't want that in my backyard, end of quote. Or I've also, unfortunately, heard the following comments, quote, we don't want those kinds of housing options or those kinds of people in my backyard or neighborhood, end of quote. A significant challenge that we're facing is that those in my backyard will primarily be our children and grandchildren. So that's a long answer to your question about observations and thoughts about what the state is facing.
Now, you touched on a couple of key points that I kind of want to go back to. So you mentioned that this is a crisis, not just among, you know, single family units or anything like that. This is across the entire spectrum of our demographic profile. So we need, you know, higher density housing. We need mixed use housing. We need all sorts of these projects built across the Wasatch Front and throughout the state. Is that correct?
This is affecting all individuals throughout the entire state. And what you were just referencing of this missing middle housing impacts all different types of populations and demographics. Sometimes it's referred to as the missing middle housing, which includes options, housing options of duplex, side-by-side or stacked, fourplex stacked, or a courtyard building, or a cottage court residences, or townhomes, or multiplexed medium and triple stacked and live and work situations. Those are the whole variety of different types of housing options based upon the size of lots and options and locations that are available for the state to explore.
So this isn't just an issue of we need to build more, you know, suburban houses, but we need to build housing of all shapes and sizes. We need more townhomes. We need more duplexes. We need more high density housing, you know, within the cities. Is that fair to say?
That's the research that I have found and what people throughout the entire state are saying of having this mixed options will be able to help meet the state's needs.
Now, you mentioned the NIMBYism, you know, this not in my backyard attitude that is not unique to Utah and certainly not unique to any one particular city within Utah, but is kind of prevalent throughout the state. And that seems to be one of these main hurdles to allowing some of these more diverse housing options. Shifting gears to kind of solutions on how we can address some of these issues, how exactly do we start to tackle that NIMBYism problem, and what can we as the state do to really encourage home building throughout the Wasatch Front and throughout the state?
I'm so glad you asked this question because I believe that good principles create good policy. First is that home ownership strengthens families and communities, which the research backs up. Every person should have an opportunity to have a place to live regardless of their phase of life. Property rights must also be protected. Capitalism drives innovation and prosperity. Every entity must support the rule of law, and we can't have laws without penalties. And some additional principles include accountability, consistency, predictability, and fairness. So I personally believe that by following these principles, correct policies can be created to address our housing challenges.
So you've opened a couple of bill files in this area to try and address these problems. What specifically are you trying to do in this upcoming legislative session through your bills and through your legislation? What are those targeted at, and what solutions are you proposing?
To answer that question, I'll go back in time just a little bit, provide some context for what might be happening in the 2023 legislative session. For the past 5 years, the state has taken on the issue of housing affordability by passing 18 pieces of legislation dealing with many aspects of this issue. Much of the low-hanging fruit and opportunities have been addressed during the past several years. Utah is now at a point of addressing the very big, the very complex, and the very challenging issues. And so the Commission on Housing Affordability has several subgroups to address different aspects of housing, including the Attainable Housing Subgroup, the Rural Subgroup, and the Land Use Task Force, and others. Each of these groups have been proposing solutions that could turn into policy concepts for the 2023 legislative session. Here are just a few potential solutions that are being proposed and discussed right now. First, the state needs to create a holistic 30-year master statewide housing plan. Another is to provide deeply affordable housing grants to provide housing to the most vulnerable of Utah residents. Another is to increase the Utah Low Income Tax Credit to help with the construction of more affordable housing. Another option that's proposed is to provide single-family homeownership down payment assistance. Another idea that's an interesting one is to create savings plans similar to education savings account, like the My 529, where people can start putting money in and accrue interest for their first time home purchase. And a final example of an idea is to transfer federal land to the state so large parcels can be used for housing development. Boy, I've just given a whole list of ideas that are being proposed and discussed in research. Some of these may emerge in the 2023 legislative session, and others may need a little bit more time and research and data before moving forward.
So there really is no one silver bullet. There is no one housing bill that's going to solve this problem. As you mentioned, this problem is a result of multiple compounding factors. So whether that be a regulatory environment, or whether that be a supply chain shortage, or whether that be a labor issue, the solutions that the legislature is going to take up here in the form of multiple housing bills really start to tackle these issues from these multiple different angles. Is that fair to say?
That is correct. And it's building upon what the state and organizations and people have done over just the last 5 years with the amount of bills that have addressed housing affordability. We're now at a point of really going to the core of really some of the underlying big challenges the state is facing. But I might conclude by just saying the private sector and the government must work together to make this successful. In fact, the entire state needs to work together to creatively solve these problems. We need everyone to come to the table, to work together, to listen to each other, and to understand each other's different perspectives and views. The state is likely going to have to do some things differently going forward, and that probably won't make everyone in the state happy. We need to create an understanding that Utah's growth equals prosperity, and also to change our mindset, because the quote, "not in my backyard" perspectives are detrimental to our children and grandchildren.
Mm-hmm. So, Representative, you mentioned a couple of areas of policy that might be interesting to some of our listeners. You mentioned in particular this down payment assistance program that the state could potentially set up that would help these home buyers. Can you talk a little bit about that program?
The policy concept for the upcoming legislative session of providing down payment assistance is built upon a previous bill that was passed in the 2022 legislative session. We're looking at different demographics or groups of individuals that could potentially benefit by down payment assistance. So this is being explored and researched right now of what would potentially be the right populations or the right demographics to offer this kind of assistance to build upon what the state has already done in the past.
You also mentioned a specific savings plan for housing for individuals to be able to invest in and build up capital for a down payment. Can you talk a little bit about what that program might look like?
Yeah, the policy concept and the idea of creating a savings plan for first-time home buyers was an interesting concept that was proposed by several individuals and organizations in the state. They were looking at it from the successful model that Utah has used with the My 529 education savings account, that a similar type of potential pattern or model could be set up where people throughout Utah could create a savings plan where you could put in your own money, accrue interest, and that would help an individual when it comes time to make their first home purchase.
So, Representative, is there anything else that you would like to communicate to members of the public on the housing affordability issue as we start the 2023 general session? Anything that you want your constituents or people all throughout the state of Utah to understand about housing affordability and the situation that we currently face here?
Recognizing we have some tremendous challenges right now, there are many opportunities ahead of us. I am confident that as we join together as a state, come together and discuss the issues, listen to each other, understand each other's varying different perspectives, we'll be able to come with the right solutions that will be able to help solve this issue for our children and grandchildren and those that are wanting to come to live in our great state. It's really going to require everyone. This is just not a legislative solution. It's not just a city solution. This is cities and counties and the state, our federal delegation. It's involving all of the organizations involved in housing. It's involving every citizen being able to work together to maybe look at things a little bit differently with through a new lens of opportunity. As we work together, we'll be able to creatively solve these problems.
Representative, thank you so much for taking the time today.
Oh, thank you for the opportunity and your great work.